I told her you were going to plant trees. I knew it. I totally knew it. I hadn't even touched the ground yet, and I'd offended this woman. She was probably praying for my soul, that I would stop being so distracted by the things of this world, and focus more on a true gospel. What is she saying? My mother is saying that for 38 years, she has been praying that God would forgive them for stripping their land, and to please send someone to plant trees. I turned to try and communicate with the woman somehow, to let her know that it wasn't really me doing the work. I might plant a few, but it was this organization. But before I could say a word, she slapped her hand on my head, closed her eyes, and began to pray for me, standing in the middle of the airplane. As loud as possible between her wailing, she prayed for me. Unreal. In a moment, I had gained a new appreciation for what it meant to offer hope through engaging need. My heart broke for her, and I was incredibly humbled, embarrassed a little. Many people had come before me to help with this need. Reforestation in Africa was obviously not starting with me. To this point, I had done nothing outside of some financial support to the organization through our church. But it made no difference to this woman. No way around it. Anyone planting trees in Ethiopia was good news to her. And I saw it even more clearly on the ground. I saw trees planted, jobs created, schools funded, and churches started. Hundreds of people were coming to faith, and entire communities were renewed with hope by the work of the gospel. My gospel was too small. I've learned a lot since then. First and foremost, as beautiful as it was, my gospel experience was fairly...